This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Being careful not to burn any bridges, metaphorically speaking here, the tiny community of Bellows Falls, Vermont, and the Vermont Agency of Transportation is imploring the state of New Hampshire to help reopen a bridge that connects it with Walpole, New Hampshire, a bridge that's been closed to vehicle traffic since 2009. Here to tell us more about the request and whether it's a bridge too far, financially speaking, for the Granite State to comply, is reporter Dominic Poli of the Brattleboro Reformer, who's joining us for today's Friday Regional Report. Dominic, thank you so much for being with us.
Not a problem. That's a great lead. I kind of wish I had thought of it.
Well, I'm going to reference something that you wrote in the lead to your story because I wanted to apologize for my wordplay to start in the movie bridge references. But, you know, in the story that you wrote for the Reformer, you also couldn't resist a movie reference. You said that Bellows Falls has made an offer it hopes New Hampshire can't refuse.
Exactly.
Now, before we get to that offer, tell us briefly about the history of the span, the Vilas Bridge, and why the village of Bellows Falls wants it reopened so badly to vehicle traffic.
Well, the Vilas Bridge was built around 1930, ironically as a symbol of friendship, quote-unquote, between Vermont and New Hampshire. And the reason I say it's ironic is because it's sort of been a hot-button issue between the residents of Vermont and the residents of New Hampshire. The residents, mostly of Bellows Falls, are really frustrated because with the closure, traffic going from Walpole into the town of Rockingham, which includes the village of Bellows Falls, is bypassed. It no longer goes over the bridge, and people no longer take that first right through what's known as the square. And there's several independent small businesses, anywhere from jewelry shops to new Italian eatery to an antique shop and a bookstore. Now the only way to get from Walpole directly to Bellows Falls is another bridge that's 9/10 of a mile away called the Arch Bridge. And while that's fine for New Hampshire residents, the downtown business owners in BF are unhappy because that's to the right of them and that traffic has been sort of diverted or bypassed.
Well, it's been 5 years now that the bridge has been closed to vehicle traffic, and why won't New Hampshire do the necessary repairs to get it open again?
You know, part of the live free or die sentiment over there in New Hampshire, they're a very taxpayer-friendly state, and so there are some fiscal issues over there. Not every bridge that doesn't directly affect them is a priority for people in New Hampshire, and this is what I've heard from people in New Hampshire and people at the state level. It's just not that much of a priority because the Arch Bridge is a perfectly suitable bridge. It has every function that the other bridge would. It brings people over the bridge, and it spans the Connecticut River.
So what about this offer then the Vermont Agency of Transportation has made to New Hampshire? They're, I guess, providing some kind of incentive to get the Vilas Bridge fixed?
Yes. From what I heard from the Rockingham Development Director, the state of Vermont is willing to finance the complete rehabilitation of the Vilas Bridge on the condition that in the future, New Hampshire helps pay for any repairs to any other bridges that span the Connecticut River. And I heard from VTrans, the Vermont Agency of Transportation Deputy Secretary Sue Minter, that they would be expected to pay up to the amount it takes Vermont to fix the Vilas.
And there's no numbers to that? We don't know about how much this would cost, or do we?
Dutch Walsh, who's the Rockingham Development Director, said it could be anywhere between $5 and $6 million.
Well, that's not chump change, especially for, you know, small communities, et cetera.
Right, exactly.
But again, you know, it's as you said at the top here, this was a bridge that opened and was a symbol of friendship. And it
yes.
is somewhat ironic now that it has become really a symbol of enmity, really, between
yes,
these two
it has.
Communities. Well, what about why the bridge was closed back in 2009? Was this damage related to a particular storm, or was it just over time it wore away?
I don't believe it was any particular storm or anything. I think it was wear and tear over the years. It was closed following a semi-annual inspection, and it found deterioration of the reinforced bridge deck.
As far as the Vermont Agency of Transportation goes and the folks you spoke with there, is there any possibility that Vermont would be able to just do this on their own?
I think there would be. I know there's plenty of support from the people in Vermont. They've gotten very frustrated with what they feel is being ignored by New Hampshire. And I've heard from many people that I know well up there that they'd be willing to finance as long as they got some moral support and a little financial support from New Hampshire, they'd be willing to take over the project. They just want it rehabilitated.
What do you think happens next here, Dominic? I mean, is New Hampshire going to just let this bridge deteriorate?
I find it hard to believe that they would let it deteriorate. To me, it seems like a fair and decent offer. In addition to just the economic prosperity that it helps bring, it's also considered one of the most beautiful bridges that spans the Connecticut River, and it sort of has a 6,000-year-old hidden treasure there. There are petroglyphs, which are Native American rock carvings that go back at least 5,000 or 6,000 years. They're sort of hidden now with all the development that has happened since then, but they do lie right near the bridge, and, you know, if something were to deteriorate or be torn down, that would be affected. And it's a great little piece of history that people around there love.
Oh, that is fascinating. And it's closed to vehicle traffic. Do folks ever just walk across this bridge, though?
I believe they do, even though they're probably not supposed to.
Well, we'll keep following your reporting on this as you follow up with it. Dominic Poli is a reporter for the Brattleboro Reformer. Thanks so much for taking the time.